Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Eat my dust, slime ball! Eat fumes, Wormo!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And Joel couldn't make it today, but you were joined by special guest Mr. Nintendo.
Mr. Nintendo himself.
As I talk you boys and the audience through the Nintendo Direct of February 2021.
Thank you so much for being here.
Hang on.
That was our trademark click.
I'm going to get sued into the earth. Oh, no.
No. Obviously, my appearance means that all Nintendo trademarks go out the window. Okay. You can call yourself Jackson Pikmin if you want, and I legally cannot sue.
My name is Olimar Jackson Pikmin.
And you're joined by Joel Star Fox 64 Zaman.
Yes.
Hopefully you're all aware, because this should have been the biggest event in the internet history.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo attempted to break the internet with the help of me, Mr. Nintendo.
I remember Mr. Nintendo.
Yeah.
But just in case your audience, I know you boys obviously. The most professional gamers there are.
We have our finger right on that pulse, Mr. Nintendo.
Yeah, in the pulse. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. I'm a frequent listener to the show.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. And I know that recently you mentioned that your audience has grown inexplicably.
So I figured
now is the best time to address those that didn't watch the Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
By simply just going through the talking points.
Because you can put the Nintendo Direct on YouTube, but you don't know if you'll reach the same audience if you put it on
Thumb Cramps. Also, I can just talk through some things. I've got any questions
about
just
the upcoming games. Some shit here on the podcast. That's good, Mr. Nintendo.
Straight off the bat, in 2022.
Yeah.
So this Direct was games that were meant to be coming out in the first 6 months of 2021, but straight off the bat, we've got coming in 2022.
Yep,
Splatoon 3.
Cool. Oh my
god! Initial responses to this.
I've never played a Splatoon 3.
Like a cowboy.
I've never played that.
Yeah,
We couldn't get Red Dead Redemption 2, so we got Splatoon 3.
Yes. I saw in the trailer that it looked like someone had bombed Paris. That's a pretty intense opening.
Isn't that the game with paintball?
Yeah. Yes.
And they bombed Paris.
Well, the opening is the Eiffel Tower upside down near a squid, an inkling, I think they're called.
Correct.
Like having an inkling?
Yeah.
Like I have an inkling, that's correct. Is that why they're called inklings?
Is that deliberate?
Mr. Nintendo, confirm or deny.
So they're named after the fact that they are ink.
Yeah.
And it's like an inkling.
Yeah, but you can also have an ink.
So it's a twofer.
Okay,
it's
a twofer. That's exciting.
Yeah. Much like how Mario is a name, but also a way of life.
Yeah. Or if you're trying to call your friend Mari. Yeah. Mari! Oh! No?
Yeah.
I've never played a Splatoon game, and I probably will continue that streak. They look fine.
They are a multiplayer game. Yeah.
Correct. Whilst there is single player options, I believe the first Splatoon may have focused really mostly 100%
on multiplayer,
but then Splatoon 2 went into single player, and I believe, if my sources are correct, and they are because I work for Nintendo. Yeah.
You are Nintendo.
I am Nintendo.
Yeah. You are Nintendo. I know. You had Nintendo.
I believe that this will also have a pretty big single player
With Splatoon that the single player is often like has a lot more going on than the multiplayer, or I guess in the later games. I don't know. I think Splatoon is the kind of game that if I was at someone's house and we were gaming and they were like, hey, let's play some Splatoon, I'd probably have a good time. But I can't imagine buying it myself.
Yeah, I'm the same. Yeah. I'm at that stage in my life if I need to pause a game at any moment in time.
Yeah.
And multiplayer is not great for that.
Yeah, certainly.
So as a man who likes gaming exclusively with friends, Jackson, I've listened to the show.
Yeah, oh my
God. Find games without
games by myself frustrating and boring.
Would you try it out? If your good friend Joel Dozier, who couldn't be here today, had it, would you play with him?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And Joel Zammit prefers to play single player games where he can Just press the home menu and there's no consequences.
Sweet,
sweet, sweet home.
So the single player campaign may be for you, but I do not think you will like
it. I also can.
Is it couch co-op? Because I am partial to a couch co-op because when I press pause, the other person also has to endure pause.
Yeah. That is a great question. I do not believe those details have been announced. Or if they have, they haven't been passed on to me.
Don't you run? Anyway.
I don't develop all of the games.
That's a good point.
I think another thing that turns me off Splatoon, and this is so weird, is that clearly the main characters are just, they're like cool Zoomer teens. You know what I mean? They are also squid people, but they've got like 13-year-old energy and I'm 29. And so I see Mario, a mid-40s plumber, and I'm like, I can see myself. But I look at this.
Look, I'm with you. It's why I could never really get into the Batman Arkham games.
Yeah,
because I'm clumsy. I can't do lots of things. And they're making me want to be Batman. He's not tripping over.
There's a certain level of cognitive dissonance there that for some reason there's not with someone like Mario.
Yeah, I know. It's like he's a bit portly. He's got a good mustache and he can jump real high.
Exactly.
I got 2 out of 3.
Crash Bandicoot? He's a deranged Bandicoot. Yeah, I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but somehow the fact that the Inklings are 13, I can't do it.
Mm. Yeah, need to have that suspend that disbelief. And I just can't.
Yeah,
just can't.
It's not happening.
After some further, I've just contacted the developmental team of Splatoon.
Oh, yeah.
And they've informed me that Splatoon 2 did not have split-screen multiplayer, but maybe Splatoon 3 will.
Oh.
But do not get your hopes up.
Okay, I won't.
Okay.
Next up.
Yes.
Breath of the Wild 2.
Yes.
News later in the year.
Oh!
That's just an announcement for a future announcement.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's
great. Right. How are we feeling about that?
I feel you didn't need to do it.
Yeah, I feel like if you just said nothing, people would have been annoyed, but apologizing directly felt weird.
There was no apology.
Yes, there was. He came on screen and he was like, I know you're all excited, Mr. Nintendo. Did you not watch your own direct?
I was there.
He came on screen and he was like, I know you're all excited for Breath of the Wild 2 announcement, but you're just going to have to wait.
That's
not coming.
That's not an apology. That's just like, hey, we...
He looked apologetic.
He was like, happy 35th birthday, Nintendo, Zelda, Mr. Zelda.
Yeah. Mr. Zelda, Link himself.
Yeah.
To celebrate.
Yeah.
On July 16, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword will be released in HD on the Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
That game relies a lot on motion controls, but you can map the Master Sword or whatever sword you're equipped with at the time to the right stick. So it's going to play very differently to any other Zelda game.
And it's going
to
feel weird.
I think it could be cool.
Yeah,
that's why I greenlit it.
Yeah, I think it'll be. I'll definitely play it. There's like a whole swathe of Zelda games that I've just never touched that I know I'd enjoy.
Yeah, so. I never played Skyward Sword.
Sword's very linear.
Yeah,
it's almost the polar opposite of Breath of the Wild.
But that's okay. I'll enjoy that, to be honest.
Joel Dusha, who could not be here today, put between 50 and 60 hours into the story of Skyward Sword, though. So it is still a long game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 30. Either way, it was long.
I'll definitely play it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
I just want the Wind Waker.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, we haven't announced that, but maybe we will, but maybe we won't.
Yeah.
Okay. Wii U.
It feels as though if we were going to get a Wind Waker announcement, we would have gotten on Zelda. It'd be weird if on Zelda's, it's the 35th, and then next year they were like, oh, and here's a bunch of Zelda games.
2021 is a year where Nintendo Directs will probably be more frequent again, like they used to be.
That's true.
There might be a Wind Waker announcement when there is Breath of the Wild 2 news later.
They might
do two big Zelda game releases.
Mm. Here's what I'd like. I'd like, you know how you get the SNES?
Yes.
I would like the Game Boy Advance. That would be great. If I could have a virtual Game Boy Advance store, get a Minish Cap on that. Damn.
You should see my inbox. Everyone's asking for Nintendo 64,
yes.
GameCube,
yeah.
Wii, Game Boy Advance. To be honest, you're the first person that I think has explicitly asked for Game Boy Advance in your opening.
Game Boy. Screw that. Yeah.
Can I get Nintendo Switch that has been endorsed by Michael Kleem? I want a gold plated.
Oh.
So
the Australian swimmer from the Olympics?
Yeah. I understand.
He's bald.
Yeah.
Michael Quick. For a brief second,
did you also miss the Nintendo think that Zammit was asking for a virtual Switch store?
Yes.
So you get all the, you just pay a monthly fee and you get every Switch game on the Switch.
That'd be kind of good.
Now we're talking.
Well, that would be much like the Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, that'd be good too, but also I would like Joy-Cons that... No, but I want them specifically sponsored by
Michael Klim.
Was he bald or did he shave his head? Do you remember?
Probably both. He was a quick swimmer.
He was quick.
I think you need to shave your head if you're a swimmer.
He was part of the 4x100 meter relay team that really dominated.
That's right, he was.
With Ian Thorpe.
Mr. Nintendo knows his Olympics.
Is Ian Thorpe a fan of Nintendo like I presume Michael Klim is?
Ian Thorpe's main complaints have been that in the past, sometimes our consoles haven't had controllers big enough for his gigantic hands.
They are gigantic.
Would you say it's fair to say that each ring in the Olympic logo corresponds to a famous Nintendo character?
I think that would be absolutely fair.
Okay, fabulous.
Unfortunately, the Japan 2020 Olympics, which would have been full of... we would have revealed that.
Well, yeah, Mario and Sonic they in an alternate timeline that coronavirus never happened in, they did perform at the Olympics. Wario could ride a horse.
Yes. Yeah. Perform.
Yeah, you perform dressage, which is a horse Olympics.
You wouldn't compete in the Olympics?
Well, I mean, you would compete, it's competing, but it's a performance.
Yeah, competing performances.
Is swimming a performance?
It can be.
Yeah.
Running?
Less so.
Yeah, in certain situations.
Javelin?
Yes.
I mean, also. Yes.
Basketball?
Yeah.
It's like poetry.
What sports can't?
Running was like a slight one, I think we established.
Long jump?
Yeah.
Long jump.
No performance there.
High jump is one, though.
Yeah, of course. Obviously.
Yeah. Anything like the dodecalon, what's it called?
Dodecahedron?
No. With the bobsleds? The huskies? Dockalothon one?
Decalogue means 10 in something.
The blah blah.
Because
blah,
it's
blah,
a famous
blah,
movie blah, series as well.
Bubba the Dockers?
He's talking about they do like three or four different things.
I'm not talking about. No, hang on.
Decathon?
No, not a decathon and not a triathlon.
10. You're talking about.
There's one with in the snow
where they go downhill, downhill skiing. And then they got a
skeleton?
And then they got to shoot.
Yeah, decathon.
Isn't that just the winter triathlon?
No, it's got a name.
Isn't that just
the bogalathon?
The bogalathon.
It's not that, but it's like that.
So, is it how many sports?
Could be up to 5.
You only remember them skiing and shooting, don't
no,
you?
No, there's also a husky section.
There's dogs at the Olympics.
Yeah. Well, there's horses at the Olympics, so
why
can't
dogs
there be
so
dogs?
Strange? I think there's bobsledding, dogs, guns, skiing, maybe a snowboard section. The bird.
I feel the snowboard one isn't on He's not here. Mr. Nintendo, help.
Mr. Nintendo, you love the Olympics.
You love the winter Olympics.
I'm just quickly doing some research on dog sled racing at the Olympics.
Winter Olympics.
Bowler hole of fun.
Do we have an equivalent of a husky but for summer?
Oh,
or is that horse?
Whippet, I would say. Because they need the heat. Otherwise, or maybe the heat's bad for a whippet. Most weather is bad for a whippet.
Yeah. They seem like an unsafe dog.
Okay, so dog sledding's not part of the Olympics.
What? Oh, maybe it's not the Olympics I'm thinking of. Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Mario Golf Super Rush. It's golf, but there's RPG elements.
Sounds sick, dude. I'm in.
Yep.
Wario wears golf pants. That's cool.
Yeah.
They check it.
Yeah.
That rules.
Wario seems like he'd love golf. He'd love teeing off on the green. Sand traps.
Yep. Wario seems like he'd be love golf, but always be talking about the 19th hole.
Yes, absolutely. And winking.
So you on the 19th hole? All right.
And he'd be eating a hoagie at the same time. Yeah. You know? Greasy. Yeah.
Somehow. I feel like he'd have a plumber's crack whilst teeing off.
Yeah, and you'd be like, your shirt's tucked in. How am I seeing it?
He's got a secret for the Wario.
It's a little, you know, like you get a boob window?
Yeah.
He's got like a crack window on his pants.
That's good.
Yeah. Are they arseless chaps?
Not quite.
Oh, that's inappropriate for the golf course, Wario. Well, no, I'll play that. Whatever.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Is it Joel Dusha would say if he was here, but I am Mr. Nintendo.
Is it a straight-up golf game, or is it more like sort of
it's
a wacky Mario golf game?
It's kind of in between. So it does just play like golf, and there's no like... It's not like
forming elements.
It's not like you throw bananas at each other while you're trying to tee off, and there's not like a Smash Bros happening. It's just golf. But I believe that there will be like some items that would power up your shots.
Yeah, kind of like any of those Mario sports games where it's like you get to do your Waluigi Smash or whatever. Yeah. And
if they ever port, and look, I've got this letter from Joel Dusha who says, "Dear Mr. Nintendo, sorry I couldn't make it today. Please, for the love of God, port or make a new one of Super Mario Strikers for the Switch.
Yeah,
I would play that forever and lose friendships over it. I get so upset by that game."
What is that game?
It's a soccer game, yeah?
Yeah. But, sir, I know that you're not a FIFA man.
No.
But you've experienced the rage of Mario Kart.
Yes.
Or at least you're familiar with how angry people can get playing Mario Kart.
Yes.
And are you familiar with how angry the FIFA community could be?
No.
Okay, very angry.
Yeah, they could be upset.
Wait, gaming or in general?
Both.
Gaming or life?
Yeah. Both.
I know half of that, yeah.
So the FIFA community, every time they release a new game, the new game is always broken, and they always point out 100 different holes that they wish were filled or player rankings that they think are wrong, and everyone's always screaming and breaking controllers. Uh-huh. Super Mario Strikers combines those two angers.
That's beautiful.
And into some kind of poetic fury.
Like a performance.
Yeah.
It's like a performance.
Oh. That sounds good.
So Joel Zammit, as the only person in the room that I believe owns Animal Crossing, you excited for the Animal Crossing / Super Mario crossover?
No.
Comes next week.
Okay, well, get ready.
Content releases March 1st, actually.
Okay.
Is it an update or a game?
It's an update.
Oh, you know. Yeah. Like, I have not picked up Animal Crossing in months.
Your village is dead?
Is that what
happens?
Hope
so. Can that happen?
I think tragically not, but it would be cool if they could all abandon your island.
If I trap them there.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not moving if you're not moving, right? It's a kind of hell that you've put them in. Yeah.
Mark from Auntie Donna built an island out of pure frustration from not enjoying the game, where if you travel to the island, you couldn't actually get off the island.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it upset a lot of people, including him to make, because he was not having a good time making the island.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
Pyra and Mythra from Xenoblade Chronicles 2 are coming to Super Smash Brothers.
No way.
Why does everybody in goddamn Xenoblade Chronicles have the worst British accent? It's working. That's what they all sound like. It's atrocious.
Right, Governor, I'm going to whack you off with my sword.
But they're not even that cockney. If he was like, right, lad. Who's
this alien some bitch?
But they kind of talk like that. Oh, no.
Blame Harry Potter.
A bit more nasal.
Oh, no. It's awful.
It's all Harry Potter.
It's like Harry Potter and anime had a baby who I hate.
Yeah.
Would punch right in the pram, dude. I'd walk up and be like, is this your baby? Oh, my God. Bam, right in the face.
Wee. Wee.
Oh, leave my baby alone. Leave it alone. Shut up. Anyway, I'm not excited about this. Please stop putting anime in Smash Brothers, which is very rich. I dropped a bunch of cards. That's very rich because, like, I haven't played Smash Brothers in more than a year, and I won't. I don't think I'll ever play it again. But I like seeing who's announced, and I'm annoyed when it's someone I don't care about. When there's so many characters it could have been, and instead they picked who gives a shit who. You know?
Yeah. I mean, from my standpoint, when Super Smash Brothers Ultimate was revealing its roster,
yeah.
People were like, why don't you put a Xenoblade character in it? It's one of the original Nintendo IP addresses.
Yeah.
And no one did anything with it. And now they have, and everyone's like, I hate you.
Yeah. Who's your ideal character for Smash?
A Goomba.
Yeah.
Goomba?
I would like them to put Captain Syrup, Wario's enemy from the original Wario Land games. She has a genie. That's cool.
Do you think that because that would signify to you that they are looking at that property again?
Yeah, yeah, that's why. And I think that Wario having like his equivalent of Bowser just being a woman who steals his castle is very funny, you know? And I think that would
makes
be
a lot
good.
Of sense. Thank you for your feedback.
Anytime, Mr. Nintendo.
I'd like Epona.
Yeah.
Just a horse.
That would be good.
Would she punch?
Yes.
Yes.
Stand on back legs and hoof.
Yeah.
Those are the punch, but her kicks are backwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if like, you do them at the same time, she falls into a belly.
but if someone's underneath them, it does do damage. Yeah, it does. But you do that lovely step.
And you take a little bit.
Yeah, like a little bit. Yeah. Like 1%. Not too much, but enough.
1%? That sounds more like a 3% situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. But she holds the swords in her mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What's but guns in her hoofs.
What's her final smash?
Do you have an idea?
Yeah. What could be a horse's final smash? Doesn't have to be specific to a boner. If you had a horse in Smash Brothers, what would his final smash
be? I think final smash is something to do with maybe racing. Like maybe you got like a carrot situation. Oh, and the carrots pop up. Like she's got like full carrots.
What about this?
And then she just stampedes.
What about this? It's every.
What about a real life stampede?
Yeah.
I was about every character looks down at their hands and their fingers have become carrots. And then he boner eats all the fingers of all of the Smash characters.
Also good.
Yeah.
And she then they can't. Carrots.
Like, they're just in a lot of pain.
Yeah. Some percentages.
Yeah.
But I think Opona would be a great choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take that feedback on board. Thank you for both of it. Who did you say again?
Captain Syrup.
Who? Wario Yuck.
Oh.
Age of Calamity expansion pass. Neither of you have played that game. No, you do not care.
Yeah. What's the expansion pass, though?
It's coming in two waves, the first in June, second in November.
Okay.
New characters. It'd just be new fellas.
Yeah, okay. It's new fellas, new scenarios. They haven't announced what either of them are.
Who cares?
I assume the third member of the... Sorry, Mr. Tender, you keep missing him. But I think Joel Dusha might care.
He'll be excited.
He liked that game.
Yeah.
We didn't.
I imagine what's going to happen, though, is everyone saw this one coming, and because they haven't actually announced anything except that it's coming...
Mm.
It's not quite exciting yet.
Yeah. So it's like it's not another announcement for the announcement.
Yeah, that's true.
Again,
true.
I don't like that. I get why you do it because
it's a
people
release
be like,
you got to release.
Yeah, and I get it. It's you want to like tease and bit of sizzle. I get it. It's just you know,
gotta give a little something. Yeah.
Well, they did a release date and a price.
No, but I mean, like, give me like a picture.
Yeah,
I mean, fair enough. Thank you. Give you a release date. A price, what to expect, but not the exact character's name.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they gave you.
No, but I want a picture.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe even like a Guess That Pokemon picture.
Yeah.
Like an outline,
that would be
like
cool.
A shadow. I would like that.
Then you get something to speculate on. Yeah. Maybe that with Pokemon, when they're like, who will the starters be? They give you a silhouette sometimes.
Yeah, it's nice.
We do they speculate.
No.
Huh.
Well, maybe they should.
Pokemon games often try not to release any of the Pokemon, or they'll release like 10 Pokemon to
maybe
get
the
excited.
Silhouettes get leaked.
Mm.
Maybe. I don't know what you want me to do with that.
Wasn't one of the new ones a dog that was a shield?
Yes.
That's great.
Was Pokemon Shields legendary.
I'm just remembering that
Sword had it was a dog with a sword in its mouth.
Yeah, which is silly.
That's just a
yeah, it's silly.
That's just a dog that picked up a sword.
Yeah.
Great, but it's what I want for a Pona.
Yeah.
Joel Dusha was asked on Twitch at twitch.tv/DushaForever whilst streaming Ape Out recently. If 1 billion apes could kill every Pokemon?
I think they could.
1 billion apes.
Yes.
That's three apes could do it.
I can't imagine more than 10 apes in a room.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, going above that to 100 and then adding a billion, I can't picture that. It's an ocean at that point. Ape has become a liquid state.
There
is so much more ape than, like, there's just so much more ape than ground.
If you dropped a Pikachu in a sea of ape, it would get minced instantly.
No, I reckon.
Be like blending a Pikachu.
Goodbye. Pokemon. So out of the original 150 Pokemon, if you pit one ape against any of them, just on a one-on-one fight, and pretend it's a fresh, like it's like a strong
fresh ape,
but the ape doesn't, one ape doesn't have to go like through everyone.
It's a fresh ape each mon. All right. Yeah.
Bulbasaur dead, Ivysaur dead, Venusaur, the ape will just eat it. A gorilla.
Yeah. Beats all of them.
Like, imagine a gorilla versus a Mankey.
Yeah. He's tearing its arms off.
Yeah. Like, even a powerful, like, maybe Charizard, because it's a dragon, but then an ape.
Ape tear off
ape
Charizard's wings.
Punch him in the belly till he's bruised and chucks
put
his
gut. Put his tail in his mouth.
Yeah.
Then that Charizard's dead.
Wear him like a floaty ring.
Smoke Charizard's tail like a cigarette.
Yeah, exactly.
Apes love cigarettes.
Apes do love cigarettes. That is true, dude. Yeah. They love cigarettes.
Yeah.
Miitopia, the beloved 3DS Mii Focus game.
What?
An enhanced port.
So it's like a JRPG, right? But you're Miis.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
M-I-I.
Yeah, no, not for me. Sorry, Mr. Nintendo.
Yeah.
Apology accepted.
Did you see that the characters in Breath of the Wild use an updated Mii face maker engine? So
I did
you
not know that.
If you use them, there's somebody who, online who, if you give them a Mii face, they can make you as a Zelda Breath of the Wild character because it's just the same exact process. That's crazy.
That is crazy. That makes sense to how they could populate the world.
Yeah, because they're just like, whatever, generate a fella.
Project Triangle Strategy.
This looks awful. This looks like it's a sequel to Octopath Traveler, which
not
also looks
awful.
Quite
a sequel to Octopath.
Who cares?
Great name, may I just say.
It's awful.
Is that
a
temp name?
Yes.
Good.
But Project Octopath Traveler was the working title for Octopath Traveler.
And so this is Project
Triangle Strategy.
So Triangle Strategy is potentially gonna, that's bad yeah. name.
And Bravely Default was also Project Bravely Default.
Yeah. I played the demo for Bravely Default. That was all right. I enjoyed it.
Yep.
Yeah. Octopath Traveler and Project Triangle look like they'd kill me.
Yeah. I tried to play Octopath Traveler. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
and my threshold is a bit higher for JRPGs than you.
Ooh. No, couldn't handle it. Gross.
Jackson. Yuck. Now, at this point in the, so obviously after Mario Golf till now, we've had nothing.
Oh, yeah. It's been a flat blur.
Yeah, yeah. Stubbs the Zombie.
Yeah.
The zombie action game that was made in the Halo engine drops on the Switch on March 16, which is only a few weeks away.
Yeah. So any game where you can tear off your arm, throw your arm, and then control your arm gets an A+ for me.
Yeah.
Gold star.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's good. Yep. If you can detach your limbs and then play as your limbs, you've made a AAA game. Okay? Huh. In the second medieval game, you could solve puzzles by tearing off your hand and crawling around as that. Games that let you bowl your own head. Like, that's just, it's like a cheat. It's a shortcut to making
a five-thumb review.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm excited for Stubbs the Zombie. Plus, doesn't Stubbs the Zombie have a bunch of 1950s crooner songs that they've done their own versions of that are about having like rotten limbs and shit? I think they do, which is neat as well. So I will definitely play Stubbs the Zombie.
Covers of 30s, 50s, and 60s era songs, all performed by modern day artists, including a Death Cab for Cutie song.
Well, there you go.
Flaming Lips also have a song on there. This is a very, very, very strange soundtrack.
Yeah, it's a weird game.
Hmm.
But color me interested. You're looking at Triangle Strategy there, Zamet? Is it piquing your interest?
No.
You should be looking at Stubbs the Zombie in Rebel Without a Pulse.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Knockout City. It's EA making Fortnite. Thoughts?
I've never played Fortnite, and I won't play this. So
I thought this was like another Knockers game to really
pique that would have excited
Jackson's
me.
Interest. But this,
unfortunately, in the Nintendo Directs, we are strictly told no horn.
I don't know.
Have you seen whatever her name is from Xenoblade Chronicles?
Did you find that titillating?
She's got very big boobas. So the whole Xenoblade Chronicles goddamn series is about getting big-boobed women like Pokemon. It's messed up. And yet here she is in Smash.
Bayonetta's also in Smash. Thoughts?
Yeah, but Bayonetta's like a kind of intentional, powerful horny, you know? It's like gross horny for gross men and powerful horny for
gross men.
Xenoblade Chronicles falls on the corrupted end of the horny scale, you know?
Where Bayonetta has at least sort of reclaimed it because I guess if she was real, she would just kill all those
the
nerds.
Well, the Xenoblade Chronicles book story game is about you collecting women. In Bayonetta, you're a sexy witch. You do the math, baby.
Do you actually collect women, or is this just...
I think you pretty much do.
I think is the key word there.
I'm pretty sure you collect women in Xenoblade Chronicles, at least in the most recent one. Like, maybe the same way you collect a party, but they're all big boobed women.
I have nothing to add to this conversation.
Gameplay.
Imagine this is what cancels me. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just a party system based on what I'm looking at, so you don't think you capture them like Pokemon. And I'm sure there is probably some male characters.
Yeah, well.
how well endowed are these male characters? Yeah.
Well,
that's the question.
I don't know. I don't think Nintendo's been brave enough to show hogs in...
No, they show hog. They're just going to show bulge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, to be fair, and I always appreciated this, and I think this is the Xenoblade Chronicles fella, is that you get a sexy version of him in Smash. You know, in just
you get
a shirtless version of him, which is just, it's like pure horn dog. You know, that's
pretty weird.
Which, hey, you know, more power to him.
Famicom Detective Club for the first time outside of Japan. It's a game that was originally on the NES that's now been updated for the Switch, but not in the way that it's not like a
Yeah.
It's not like just like a, you know how so sometimes they
slapped it in, there you go.
It's not like, you know how sometimes like, oh, we've like Fire Emblem, we did this recently where we took the first Fire Emblem game that had never been released outside of Japan, but then just ported the NES one but changed the dialogue so it was like English.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is like a remake.
Oh, yeah.
What type of game is it?
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I'm pretty sure it's a JRPG. I'm 99% sure because I think the vast majority of this direct was JRPGs.
It offers a unique story complete with anime-level visuals.
Anime-level visuals?
Anime, what kind of anime level are we talking about, right?
What does anime-level
mean? What does that... Yeah, there's isn't anime...
That's like movie-level visuals.
Yeah. No, cartoon-level visuals.
Well, no, presumably it just means that it's
polished.
It
is anime. Yeah. That's all they're saying.
Filled with suspense, the tale follows an amnesia-stricken detective trying to unravel his own past amidst the horrors of a harrowing murder investigation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Talk more about Mario Golf.
Yeah.
What about this one? So it's actually, there's two stories in this game. Okay. And the other one, and Joel Zammon, this is your specialty.
Ah.
One you're just going to immediately love.
Uh-huh.
It's time to go back to school as you interrogate suspects and hunt for clues to piece together a chilling conundrum plaguing a high school in Japan.
Hell yeah. Marry your students again or whatever.
Yeah, Joel Zammett loves doing that in Fire Emblem.
Bullshit.
Don't worry. Fall Guys, it's coming to the Switch.
Stop normalizing.
Oh, thank God.
Marrying your students. Yeah, what?
Fall Guys is coming to the Switch.
Oh, yay.
I haven't played Fall Guys in ages.
Was that a flash in the pan kind of game?
Felt like it, but also maybe it's still got a really strong...
Loving it.
I think what happened was it probably has the audience now that it would have had if it didn't release in a pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay. But
because it released in a pandemic, everyone went nuts for it.
Yes.
Mm. I think, and it also seems like with Fall Guys, it was like, oh my God, Fall Guys is the game. And then everybody lost their balls over Among Us. And it was like, would have been frustrating for the Fall Guys.
That game is old.
Yeah. We put a lot of time into this. Yeah.
In the, like, largest shopping center that I sometimes go to, and the entryway,
big shopping town USA.
Yep, yeah, there's like a dry cleaner, and they have like Fall Guy little plushies.
Oh yeah,
that's
no,
cool.
No one's buying them.
Yeah, there you go.
I think Fall Guys was meant to kind of hit the target audience of like,
it was Among Us,
either or.
No one's buying them.
Yeah,
because I think Fall Guys' intention was to hit an audience that is like. Late teens to like 20s kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like the standard sort of age of gamers. But I think when it came out during the pandemic and kids couldn't go to school, I think it hit children and then they went into merch, but the kids don't care anymore. They've still got Minecraft.
Yeah, exactly. The kids will be fine.
Which is also available on the Nintendo Switch.
Oh my God. Thank you, Mr. Nintendo.
Plants vs. Zombies Battle for the Neighborhood.
That's still going?
Yeah, but it's like a 3D shooter now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I stand by my wow.
No, your wow was right. No, that's fair.
Guys.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe kids are playing it. I don't know. Games are for kids now.
But only sometimes, because Tales from Borderlands is also coming out in March.
Okay. It's,
how has Nintendo Direct made an entire Direct of games I couldn't care less about?
Mario Golf.
Okay, no fair.
Stubbs the Zombie.
There's two good ones.
Zelda.
Yeah. But I'm not super excited about it.
Just got you there.
Yeah.
But
we're sorry, Mr. Nintendo.
You've got to understand that I feel like the vast majority of people look at a 50-minute Nintendo Direct and be like, oh my God, 50 minutes of games just for me.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's 50 minutes so that we can try and hit as many markets as
it's
possible.
Like,
that's true.
It's like, let's mostly hit the weebs. Let's release Stubbs the Zombie for Jackson. And then
you understand that Nintendo is a Japanese company.
Yeah.
And therefore
we love the weebs. Do you miss Nintendo?
Majority
do you
of our
love
market
the weebs?
Is majority
miss
of the
Nintendo,
market.
Can I please
we
hear
love the weebs.
There we, thank you, Mr. Nintendo.
But also the majority of our market share for games like this is Japan.
That's true.
Can you be a weeb in Japan? I do not think so. I think that's just being Japanese.
Yeah.
I don't even think you could because like, you don't love your culture to the same extent that a weeb might necessarily.
Yeah, you can't fetishize yourself.
No. That would be weird. That's almost more insufferable.
Yeah.
You know? If I met someone who idolized Australiana and then I met an Australian person that idolized Australia, I'd be like, you live here. You know it's not that good. What are you saying?
Oh, g'day, cobber.
Oh, g'day. Give me a meat pie floater. I'd be like, you know the idea of a pie and pea soup sounds disgusting, you monster.
Chuck another shrimp on the barbie, mate. Come on, cobber. Hey?
You know we call them prawns. It's hard there's no Australian weeb. Weibo.
Yeah. Outer Wilds, it's coming to the Nintendo Switch. Not to be confused with the Outer Worlds.
Yeah.
Which one's Outer Wilds?
I think Outer Wilds is the one by the people who made Fallout New Vegas, I think.
Okay.
Which I'm sure would be fine, but also for some reason I'm not interested.
Is it because you have video game on Wii still?
No. I just, every time I look at it, I'm like, meh.
Is that the one? I thought they tried to port it to Switch, and then they were like, ooh, we cook this.
That was Outer Worlds.
Oh, well, then maybe I'm confused. Because one of them
Outer
also
Outer Wilds
is
the one where the world keeps blowing
Yeah, it's like
up?
A time goof.
Gameplay. Yes. A 22-minute time loop.
Yeah.
Actually,
that one sounded interesting.
Maybe
I'll grab that boy.
Yeah, I think I downloaded it for the Xbox Game Pass and have yet to play it.
Correct, probably. I mean, I say correct, meaning yes, that is a possibility.
Yeah.
Star Wars Hunters, only on Switch, iOS, and Android, so you know it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
I love my Star Wars Android Hunters. What?
Star Wars Hunters.
Yeah, okay, yep.
Only available on the Switch, yes. iOS, and Android.
Ah, that's where I got the Android from.
No More Heroes 3 is coming out in August, which is huge news for everyone.
Yep. Yeah, of course.
What was the Star Wars game about?
You said we just sort of...
You know why I glossed over it? Because if you watch the Nintendo Direct, so did they. No one knows what type of game it is. It was just a title reveal.
Let's take a gamble.
Okay.
It's a phone game.
Card game. That's my hunters. Guess.
Like a
worse Hearthstone.
Hunters. Maybe like a Pokemon game. Like Pokemon Snap.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Star Wars animals, but you're hunting them, i.e. Big Game Hunter, i.e. Big Game Buck Hunter.
If it's Star Wars Big Game Buck Hunter, that would roll. Yeah. I love Big Game Buck Hunter.
I think it's going to be like a Marvel Alliance game.
Good theory.
Based on the trailer I just watched, which shows no gameplay, just showed a bunch of characters in holograms.
Is it like you're a bounty hunter and you got to hunt them bounties?
I reckon it'll be just like make a party of and hunt them bounties.
Maybe like one of those auto chess kind of games, you know?
Is auto chess, Jackson?
It's like,
please describe
like an
it
idle game kind of thing.
No, I think auto chess is more like...
You think or you know? Because this, if you only think, then don't tell me, because you'll be wrong. But if you know, then please do explain.
What I can do for you, Mr. Nintendo, is I can describe an auto chess I know.
Okay.
Okay. You pick a roster of fellas.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And someone else picks a roster of fellas, and each of them have their own like abilities and boosts. And you pit them against each other, and they sort of fight in the middle.
Yep.
And you don't do anything. You just it's about picking the rosters. It's kind of like a card game, I think. Oh no.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Neon White, which is a game that Jackson would have immediately turned you off, but I think that when it actually gets released,
it'll
be a game that piques your interest.
Ooh.
Because it is anime.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it's first person.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird card-based combat, but not card-based as in, wait.
Okay.
Not card-based in the sense of like, you play, like, each of your attacks is a card, but like you select. In the world of the game, your character isn't doing anything with a card. It's just like you have a slash card.
Yeah.
You select it. The character slashes. It just looks like combat looks crazy.
You had him on the line. You lost him almost immediately.
Yeah.
You tried to reel it in.
I'm
but
sorry, Mr.
You kill Nintendo. Angels.
Yeah.
You're sent to heaven to kill. It's the reverse of Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at this.
Okay, show me a picture and we'll see. You're currently at a 0, though, out of 10 of interest points.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks
weird.
Yes, it looks fluid, which I like.
It looks kind of like a mix between anime and also the game 13 that was like cell shaded first person shooter.
Huh. Actually, no, you know what? You're probably at about a 7. No, you know what, Dusha? Missing Nintendo. I don't know why I said Dusha. I mocked you. Oh, I hate the way everyone looks, but the game itself looks kind of fun.
Yes, that's what I mean.
It's like everything on paper. It does not sound for me, but actually, in practice, looks like I would have a good time with that.
World's End Club. Don't ask me any questions about it. It's not for you. Coming out May 27th.
Is it an anime?
Oh, big time. It's like a chibi anime.
Yeah.
I showed Joel Zammert a picture. He scrunched up his face. Looks like he might cry. Ninja Gaiden Master Collection. That could be very fun on the Switch.
That's true.
Very hard games.
Yeah. But that's good.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like a game that makes me frustrated.
That comes out June 10. That's something that I think Joel Dusher is also very, very excited for. But
you don't know for sure.
Yeah, could not be sure. Say. But yeah, No More Heroes, Neon White, and then yeah. Ninja Gaiden all together. He was a bit like, ooh, yeah. Here we go.
All right.
DC Superhero Girls, Teen Power.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, though.
That sounds like a game put together by like marketing word salad.
Yeah, it has... Look, it's not for the Thumb Cramps boys, I do not believe.
It's not its fault.
Yeah.
It's just that we're picky.
It's just not the target audience.
It's not aimed at us. Yeah.
No.
That's okay.
Samurai Warriors 5.
There was four of them?
I don't know.
You've made us tired.
I don't know what to tell you, man. You know?
Legends of Mana, don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
That's like a Chrono Trigger, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Capcom Arcade Stadium.
Yeah.
And also Super Ghosts and Goblins is getting a remake for this.
That looks fun.
What's that one?
Do you know the original Ghosts and Goblins game?
No.
Okay. Do you know in Marvel vs. Capcom, Arthur, the guy that's in the knight set, but you can also just put him in underwear?
Yes.
He's the main character of Ghosts and Goblins. It's a platformer.
Yeah.
Is this the one where if you get damaged a little bit, you lose like a helmet and then you lose a bit of armor and then you lose
all of your armor and then you're running around in your boxes and then if you get like, hit again, you get turned into a skeleton and die.
It's notoriously difficult.
Yes.
I do know that one.
Yeah. I used to play that at Video Games Heaven.
Oh, that
so
rules.
So the Capcom Arcade Collection, there's two sets you can buy, but you can also just download the like...
individual games?
The hub of the game for free. And that includes 1942, which is a shmup.
Yeah.
A shmup?
Shoot 'em up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you're the plane and it's World War II and you're shooting constantly. You get power ups.
Yeah.
You would know.
Like a raptor kind of.
Yeah.
I know those ones. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You're sitting there as a plane, you're going left or right, like. Woo, woo, woo,
woo. And you're shooting constantly. It's a bullet hell.
Yeah.
So that's for free as part of the Capcom collection. But if you get the Capcom collection before February 25, act quick. You also get the original Ghosts and Goblins for free.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Cool.
That's the end of the direct. Thoughts?
Well, yeah, like I said, you're
some for me and some for Jack, but not all for us.
Well, and I think most of the things that are for me are not really for me.
Turok 3 was not announced, and I apologize.
Yeah. That was pretty disappointing.
What would you want
that.
From Nintendo? A Nintendo Direct?
I don't know.
Yeah, good answer.
something.
Wario.
Yeah, or like Metroid.
RPG.
Or something of their many other franchises, their in-studio franchises that they own but do nothing with.
So
WarioWare for the Switch would be cool.
Yep.
You know,
but if we announced a WarioWare for the Switch,
yeah,
would you be like, oh, cool, or would you be actively excited?
I've never really played a WarioWare, but I'd be excited that I was in a position to.
Okay. Let's just do a role play situation. Hey, did you hear that WarioWare has been announced for the Switch?
Neat.
I figured that's how it would have gone, yes.
WarioWare Gold's coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Metroid Prime getting ported to the Switch.
Oh, cool. I'll probably play it. Try some others.
Star Fox is coming to the Switch.
Oh, yeah. What one? What kind?
It's a new one.
Hey, whatever happened to that one with like Star Fox, but you weren't in the plane and you were like...
One with the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Star Fox Adventures for the GameCube?
Yeah.
It came out on the GameCube.
Yeah. Did it come out? I thought that was... They just
Dinosaur Planet is the game you were thinking
of. It's bad. It's apparently looked very interesting, bad.
Not that.
Oh, I thought it was really bad.
You're thinking of Star Fox Zero or something. There was a Wii or Wii U version. Star Fox Adventures is good, but it came out on the GameCube. So you're about 15 years too late to pick it up from your local store.
That's a shame.
Yeah. So what's Star Fox doing these days? You all right?
Yeah, they keep putting him in random games that do okay.
Oh, yeah.
But
nobody does anything with the franchise itself.
Nintendo haven't made a like mainline Star Fox game for a while. And the last one that they did do was received as bad because I think they just kind of tried to do too much. Or not enough.
Isn't there like... There was like a plane game, and it was on different consoles. But if it was on the Switch, you got a Star Fox.
Yeah, like
that
Elite
was
Dangerous.
Starlink.
What was that about?
Battle for Atlas or something.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of like marketing for that, but I heard nothing about it.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, okay.
That's nice.
I guess the lesson
F-Zero.
Is...
F-Zero.
Yeah.
You want an F-Zero game?
No. Is that Captain Falcon?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Not really.
Yeah, so...
A Yoshi.
You just had a Yoshi-crafted world and no one cared.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't care.
Everyone
that.
Thinks that they want stuff, but then when we announce it, they don't care. Every director has this...
I want a Wind Walker. Yeah. Waker? Wind Waker. Walker?
Announce Turok 3. Waker. I'll show you what I'm doing.
I want a Wind Waker.
Okay, Turok 3 is being ported to Nintendo Switch.
Yes! Yes!
What about if we were like Star Wars... Star Wars Races Revenge is coming to Nintendo Switch.
Whoa, dude! I'm gonna go for a walk around the block! Jesus Christ! So that's what you could have
done. Yeah, okay. Well, okay, I'll work towards that next time.
Thanks, Mr. Nintendo.
Well, thanks for letting me stop by. Anyway, I gotta go.
That's
but
all right. Did you want to read some emails?
No,
maybe?
I've got to go. I'll be back.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, so long, Mr. Nintendo.
Come in.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. It's me, Joel Dusha.
You're like 44 minutes late into the episode.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
You missed the Nintendo.
Yeah.
Did he go through the Nintendo Direct?
He went through the Nintendo door. Yeah. That's why you didn't see it when you came in.
Built in the new studio.
Yeah, the little Nintendo door with the Mario cap on it. He went through that.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Back to the Mushroom Kingdom.
Did he go through the Nintendo Direct?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Did he say that I was excited for No More Heroes 3 and Neon White? And Mario Golf.
I reckon he did.
I wasn't really listening.
I think yes.
I am, so that's good.
That's great, dude.
Anyway, so that means it's probably time for us to read some emails.
Yeah.
But before
that,
let's hear a quick word from our sponsors.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Thank you, sponsors.
That's great.
Also, just a quick shout out to Team 17, who heard about Thumb Cramps and were like, hey, Thumb Cramps, you're a game review podcast. Here's some review codes for Rogue Heroes, an upcoming Team 17 game.
Yeah.
Brave. Because if you are familiar with Thumb Cramps, giving us games for free is something we do not deserve, but thank you. Next week, we'll probably review that. By probably, I mean we will.
You'll be listening to, you'll be like, all right, excited to hear them review my game. Oh, they're talking about meatballs. Okay. They're reviewing meatballs.
They're reviewing meatballs. Okay. Oh, it's all right.
They're reviewing meatballs with cheese on it now.
Okay, so they've mentioned the title of the game again now. Now they're just saying they got sucked off by worms. Yeah. They keep laughing about sucking off worms.
Yeah, this is maybe we regret this here at Team 17.
Yeah, but thank you anyway. Yeah. It was real sweet of you.
So before we get into the emails again, it's another sidetrack, but this one, it's good, I promise.
Okay.
I mean, so is thanking Team 17. Mm. But Kirk has reached out to the show.
Like Kirk's, as in
Kirk, not the soft drink. The person.
We're gonna get free sarsaparilla.
Dear Joel Dusha, yes. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Whoa. Okay.
This was sent on the 17th of Feb.
Okay. I was like, are they early or late?
I'm glad you finally got the bongos.
Oh, baby.
Oh, my. Oh,
I sent them in December, but I did say to the post office worker to send them as cheaply as possible. I wanted Thumb Cramps to have them because of the story behind them. You'll notice they are in the original box.
Yes.
That is because after the Christmas I got them, my best friend and I spent the weekend playing nonstop until we clocked the game. As far as I know, this is the first game I ever clocked.
Whoa.
And after doing so, we woke up the next day and our hands were so sore we couldn't play anymore and decided to pack them up. And they lived in my garage for over a decade.
Wow. Ring endorsement for them bongos.
I hope that this game sucks you off the way that games used to be able to suck you off.
Thank
you. I remember it as a 5-thumb game. Hopefully it holds up. 5 very sore thumbs from Kirk.
That's amazing. And also, it's exactly the thing I always think about when I see the bongos, is that, like, once you've clocked the game, you just have bongos you're not going to do anything with, and that rules.
Well, that's why we're getting... So I've purchased Donkey Konga and Donkey Kong Jungle Beat, and Jungle Beat's a story game, which is what Kirk would have been sucked off by or had his thumbs broken by.
Yeah.
But Donkey Konga, that's just like Guitar Hero. So endless replayability.
That's true. That's just about skill. That's about getting good at it. Well, thank you very much, Kirk. I'm very excited to play those bongos to get sore hands like you and your friend.
And now the emails, where you can email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod. Don't take the Kirk method, which was message me directly on Facebook, because there's a big chance that it just goes to my message request and I do not never see it.
Yeah.
Do not do that. It does not pay off. Email us. This is from Lance. Hey, Thumb Boys. I spent roughly $200 USD on Steam games. Uh-huh. None of the games were priced over 99 cents. I'm not entirely sure why I did it, and it took me at least an hour just to add all the games to my card.
Wow.
I'll probably never play any of them, which is leads me to my question. What's the most emotionally attached you've ever gotten to a... What? Okay, this is email. It's chaotic.
Okay.
What is the most emotionally attached you've gotten to a character in a video game?
Damn.
Most importantly, has Jax never felt any emotions for any characters in the game that wasn't hatred, horniness, or a third thing that I can't think for that is a combination of both?
Let me think of games.
Emotionally attached to a character. Probably one of the Last of Us characters for me, just because, like, they're big stories and make me sad.
Yeah, I'd probably say something like of that kind of elk.
Bioshock, the playable, what's his name? Not Andrew.
Brook Miller?
Greg.
It's close to that. Booker.
Seymour?
Booker DeWitt.
Booker.
I said that excitedly, like I cared. Yeah, I don't. Go on.
That's the main character of the first one, right?
No, sorry. That's the main character for Infinite.
Yeah, no.
I don't know the first guy.
Because the third guy, I wasn't particularly emotionally invested in. I was just like, it's cool that if he either kills himself or lives, both outcomes are bad, so he has to somehow do both.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, it's get baptized and not get baptized and killing himself. Yeah. That's not a good message.
The answer for me is no.
It's always hatred or horniness. What about Mario? Do you care what he's up to? Do you cry if he's sad?
No. When's he sad?
When he says Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
He's stressed when he says Mamma Mia. Mm. Oh, Mamma Mia.
I forget his name, but there's like that, the Mass Effect. I think like the character in Mass Effect I had a good attachment to. There's one of the guys who's the alien assassin boy. And my biggest regret was never romancing him.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up romancing Garrus, who's another weird alien boy, but in blue.
Oh, yes.
And he looked more like a cockroach man.
Oh.
And I romanced him in Mass Effect 2, and I was like, I shouldn't have done that. I should have, I think his name was like Cade or something. I forget. There's how much of my emotions attached is there. And I was like, dang. Well, okay, look, when the third one comes out, I'm going to break up with my gross boy.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to find the other dude. And so I broke up with my gross boy. And then I find my other dude, and he's on his deathbed dying. And I'm like, oh, no, it was too late.
That's so sad.
I don't think so. But
rest in peace. Well, that means
a good game. Yeah.
At least now you would, someone that came out on top in a relationship rather than a widow.
That's yeah. true.
Mm. So it's a win for you, really.
Yeah.
I felt joy with the guy from Journey when
his journey was over.
Yeah, when he beat Journey.
Oh yeah.
Does I just feel count? For the ape and ape out. Did you ever play Ape?
No.
Out? Why did but you play
I,
Ape
I respect him. Oh, and I liked the main character from BioShock 2.
Mm.
A big daddy.
Yeah.
What about inside when you become a blob thing?
Couldn't have cared less.
Oh.
I mean, like, I know on an academic level he's having a bad time. But
are you proud of Anakin Skywalker when he won the pod racing?
I was proud of myself because I was working through him. Anakin Skywalker was a conduit for my power.
This next email is from Barb Wire, which is great. A cool name.
Yeah, that's powerful.
You get a tattoo on your upper arm of a that.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Hi, friends. My mom has recently gotten into knitting and sewing during video game prison. My dad, on the other hand, still watches those mediocre
prosciutto.
Still watches those mediocre procedurals, but without her.
Okay.
My quick question is to you folks: what narrative-focused, sorry, Jackson, low-skill Switch game? That's for you, Jackson. Could I get my dad to play during video game prison? Love y'all. So narrative is bad for you, but low skill is good for you.
Yeah. So there's this great game called Star Wars Episode 1.
Low skill?
It can be.
Narrative driven?
You've got to win the race.
Do you know the difference between narrative and goals?
Well, it's a story. It's a story about Anakin winning the races.
Is it?
It's not.
Well, what if it is if you pick any other character.
Well, then it's about whatever, Ben Quadrinella's winning the race. But it's still a story. And occasionally he has down moments where he loses a race. And then he wins the race. And there's sort of an uplifting moment in the story. And then Sabobo comes on the scene and it's like, here's his greatest enemy.
Yeah.
And then he defeats Sabobo. So it's sort of a victory. I'd say Anakin goes through the hero's journey over the course of Star Wars Episode 1 Racer.
I would recommend Spiritfarer.
Oh, Spiritfarer. Yeah.
It's low skill. It's a narrative.
Sad. Make your dad sad. Bored dad becomes sad dad. Yeah. Is that better or worse?
I don't know. Oh, this is the police probably works.
This is the police?
Yeah, that's on the Switch, I think, isn't it?
It is on the Switch.
Yeah. That's kind of like a procedural. So
it's a dad. That has dad game energy.
It has such sad, or also quite sad dad energy as well.
Mm, dad sad again. Play the home improvement game on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah. He fights goddamn pterodactyls in that game.
Yeah, that's hectic.
Yeah.
With the drill. Taylor is not
imagine
equipped
killing
for that.
A pterodactyl with a drill.
And last one, and I'm picking this one because the subject was in all capitals, so therefore it stood out to me.
Okay.
An important question for the Thumb Cramps boys.
All right.
Okay, hit me up.
Hey, dickheads. Aw.
Aw, rude.
After listening to every episode and Zammit talking about buying cheap things on the Switch store, I finally caved and bought a Switch.
Great.
The Joy-Cons are great for me, but unfortunately the buttons are a little bit too small for my 1.5-thumbed gaming partner.
Mm.
There was a saw-related incident.
Oh, my golly.
Do you have any recommendations for other controllers/accessories that I can get so that I can beat his ass at Mario Kart 8 as well as Mario Kart Wii? Also, please stop talking about cheapish games on the Switch as I have no impulse control. Help, please. Keep gaming, Thumb Crampers, Viv. Exo.
Well, I mean, you can get, like, there's quite a few.
Pro controller might be bigger buttons.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I wonder if there are, like, accessible controllers that they make as well.
Yeah.
There very well might be. You might even be able to get, like, something that you can put on the Pro controller of one of the joysticks. I think I've seen stuff like that before as well. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm just looking
at
it.
If you need bigger buttons, then probably the Pro would have bigger buttons, or even the NES one that they made.
Oh yeah,
That might help. Then I'm not sure though. Yeah,
yeah. Again, I'm just very quick. Google, and there are people who you know, for differently abled people to use different controllers. So there's like a guide out there you can kind of have a look at.
Oh, cool.
Also depends on like. Yeah. We've assumed that it's just harder to press the button with half of a thumb, but it could be that half a thumb cannot press button at all.
Mm, true.
So, yeah, I guess, look, there is definitely accessibility options. Video games have gotten a lot better for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to Microsoft, who led the charge.
Mm, very true.
And Microsoft and Nintendo have a partnership now, so hopefully Nintendo have followed suit.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be something out there, but off the top of my head, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure there'll be something that you can grow. And then you can kick their ass on Mario Kart. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Maybe try and find a Dance Dance Revolution pad.
Yeah. That's
racing
good.
Mario Kart like that. That'd be sick.
Oh, maybe even like one of the wheels that you can get for the Joy-Cons.
Oh, you can accelerating. You still.
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to look into.
But I guess if you did that, you could probably put the controller in upside down so the half thumb was on the Joy-Cons.
Yeah, yeah.
Nope. That doesn't
no, because sense. Doesn't it use motion controls?
Yeah, but you need to accelerate. So I was thinking if it was upside down,
right.
Swap so the accelerator's on the... Much to think about.
Yeah, much to think about. Unfortunately, we don't have the answer, but...
And unfortunately, we're not going to stop recommending cheap games.
Yeah.
There's something of my specialty.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do what that other guy did that emailed in, whose name I've already forgotten. Buy $200 worth of games for under 99 cents. Yes,
yeah.
Lance.
Yeah, Lance knows what's up.
And exactly. If you also know what's up, you can email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod.
Mm-hmm.
Today's episode has been... Well, no thumbs, really, because I wasn't here for the first half. Don't know what you score it gave.
Yeah,
do you want to quickly give the Nintendo Direct a score out of 5 thumbs?
Two thumbs.
About 2 thumbs. Yeah.
Maybe
2 thumbs.
One and a knock.
Yeah. 1 thumb and a knock.
Pretty disappointing.
2 thumbs?
Yeah. Look, nothing really captivated me. Yeah. I might go for, like, honestly, even maybe just a 1 thumb.
Yeah.
1 thumb and a knock. Yeah. I'm going to go 3 thumbs.
Whoa.
3 thumbs and a knock.
Oh.
Yeah. I was pretty happy with it.
So that's like sick, 5 thumbs and a knock all around.
Yeah.
Big episode.
Yeah. Huge.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
I've just got a letter here. It says, I've been Mr. Nintendo.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Nintendo, for coming on the show. Love your work. Thank you.
And until next week, see you next week and keep gaming until you can't game no more.
Until next week, see you next week.
Thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.